daffodils blooming, kite surfers out on the water, and garden-fresh broccoli at the farmer's market. It all sounds more like May than February, and it's gotten a lot of people wondering if this winter is global warming in action. But Hector Galbraith, director of climate change initiatives at the Manomet Center for Conservation Sciences, cautions against confusing one mild winter with longer-term climate change.
What we've had this winter is weather, it's not climate. But what we've seen this winter is maybe something like the sort of winter climate we can expect in 20, 30 years, with less snowfall, milder temperatures, and some people might like that.
Galbraith says he enjoys the warm weather as much as anyone, and he openly admits that climate change will benefit some people, at least in the short term. But it won't be all roses or early daffodils.
People think of the climate change predictions as being slowly increasing temperature, everybody gets used to it and adapts to it, and it seems okay. But the major predictions from the climate models are to expect a greater frequency and intensity and duration of extreme events, floods, droughts, so on and so forth.
Many scientists think we're already seeing an uptick in extreme weather related to climate change. 2011 was the most extreme year on record. Natural disasters cost over $55 billion and claimed more than 600 lives in the U.S. alone. Galbraith says the Northeast is particularly vulnerable to rising temperatures and increasingly wild weather because so much of the economy is based on things like fishing, farming, and tourism. But Galbraith says the impacts will go beyond simple economics.
If you can't go for a walk in the woods without worrying the whole time about Lyme disease, if you can't go cross-country skiing because there is no cross-country skiing, or there may only be for 1 month every winter, how is that going to affect people's sense of place and sense of well-being in our natural landscapes? I don't think people are going to relish that. I think it's going to be a net loss.
Massachusetts residents appear not to share Galbraith's worries. A survey conducted last year by Mass Inc. Polling Group found that the majority of people do think climate change is happening and at least partly human-caused. But they tend to view it as a problem affecting distant places and future generations, not a direct personal threat. Ben Foreman, research director at Mass Inc., says he sees multiple reasons why scientists and the public view climate change so differently. But lack of knowledge isn't one of them.
Massachusetts residents are very educated, so they're very likely to know about the climate science. But still, how you interpret that has a lot to do with what your values are. Often the talk about how we adapt to climate change is by efforts and sacrifices that we make jointly. So I think that may turn some people off, and as a result, they may choose to interpret the warnings they hear from scientists about the costs of inaction as not being as serious as the scientific community may view things.
What Foreman describes is known as cultural cognition, and it's currently one of the leading explanations for why many people ignore or deny settled science on a range of issues, from vaccines to climate change. The theory is that if the implications of a scientific finding conflict with our inner sense of what's right and fair, we tend to dismiss it. But that may not be the whole story.
Beyond the values explanation, there's probably, you know, one alternative interpretation.
Leading thinkers don't necessarily agree on the best way to address climate change. That leaves the public with a morass of differing, often conflicting ideas to sort through.
In that sense, people may think the answer isn't clear yet, and so it must not be that immediate of a problem.
But Galbraith says it would be a mistake to confuse a lack of government action on climate change with the absence of a problem itself.
I'm here to tell you, climate change is happening. Our mitigation record has not been enviable. We've seen the collapse of many mitigation negotiations in the past. Climate change is happening. It will continue to happen.
Galbraith says it's time to face up to that and start preparing for the inevitable changes to come. For WCAI, the Cape and Islands NPR station, I'm Heather Goldstone.